Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and this week we're at a Ruel Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College with the Kansas City Baroque Consortium, about to give us harpsichord and cello music by George Frederick Handel and Willem de Fesch, plus an aria from Handel's opera Lucrezia. The Kansas City Baroque Consortium is on stage now with harpsichordist Nicholas Good, first playing the Suite Number 2 in F major for harpsichord by Handel.
Thank you. you so much for being here. I want to tell you just a little bit about Defesh because he's a rather interesting fellow. He was connected to Handel. He's a Dutchman, but he went to London and became Handel's concertmaster. So they spent lots of time together. He was also a wonderful composer and has a very interesting approach. I think you'll find his writing is very clever and a little odd at times, but very entertaining. So I think you'll really enjoy. He had also lots of Italian influence, as did Handel. And so you'll hear Defesh, his music is really forward-looking, even more so than Handel. We hear hints of what's coming in the next style period. So this is sometimes called the Steel Gallant era. So as we're leaving the overly ornate works of the Baroque period and moving into the slightly simpler, more homophonic writing that takes us eventually into the music of Mozart and Haydn in particular. So I think you'll really enjoy this Defesh. It's one of my favorite little sonatas, and we've had such a wonderful time working on it together.
Thank you.
The next work is really a very special cantata by Handel. If you know the story of Lucrezia, you have an inkling of the depth and power that this cantata is about to present. It is the story of the rape of Lucrezia and the madness that comes over her as she, in the end, takes her own life as the only way of dealing with the shame that was placed on her having been the victim of a rape. It is a famous story. It's been treated by all the famous theater and poets. Shakespeare, of course, has a very famous treatment of this story. It is a really exquisitely sad story, but exquisitely performed today by our Kaylee Ates.
Oh, Thank you. Oh. e furibonda e crudo ne l'inferno farò farò la mia vendetta.
With soprano Kaylee Eights, baroque cellist Trilla Ray Carter, and harpsichordist Nicholas Good. That's the aria O Numi Eterna from George Frideric Handel's opera La Lucrezia. The final piece on today's Rural Joyce recital by members of the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. Founded by Trilla Ray Carter in 2009, the KC Baroque Consortium has established itself as one of Kansas City's music treasures, presenting period performances throughout the Midwest. They have an annual summer concert series that explores connections between music and architecture, dance, visual, and theater arts. Classics Live recorded this Rural Joyce recital February 26, 2018, in the recital room of Johnson County Community College's Carlson Center for the Performing Arts. Chuck Smith is our recording engineer. Cordelia Brown is our Classics Live producer. And I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. That's a KPR recording from the 2003 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. Mozart's Flute Quartet in D Major, featuring flutist Beverly Crawford. This is Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.